Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is a News.com newsflash.
The number of individuals in the United States who identify as homosexual, bisexual, or anything other than heterosexual has reached an all-time high, according to a new poll. News.com has learned that young people in the country are leading the trend, with more than 1 in 5 adults from Generation Z identifying as part of the LGBTQ plus community. Out of more than 12,000 Americans surveyed in 2023 via telephone, 7.6% said they were lesbian, gay, transgender, queer, or otherwise, according to a Gallup report released on Wednesday, March 13, that said this number had more than doubled from 3.5% in 2012. Bisexual adults made up the largest proportion, 57.3%, of the LGBTQ plus population, representing 4.4% of all adults surveyed. More than 1 in 5 Gen Z adults, between 18 and 26, identified as something other than heterosexual, as did nearly 1 in 10 millennials between 27 and 42. This number dropped to less than 5% of Generation X, 2% of baby boomers, and 1% of the silent generation. Overall, each younger generation is about twice as likely as the generation that preceded it to identify as LGBTQ+, the report said. Breaking down the data by gender, the survey found that women were nearly twice as likely as men to identify as non-heterosexual across all generations. The younger cohorts Gen Z, Millennials, and Gen X were also more likely than men to be in the LGBTQ+ category. But Gen Z women emerged as the group most likely to identify as LGBTQ+, with 28.5% self-identifying as such in the survey. Among them, 20.7% identified as bisexual, followed by 5.4% who identified as homosexual. Almost 30% of Gen Z women identify as LGBTQ+, most as bisexual, Jeffrey Jones, a senior editor at Gallup, told NBC News. That's where a lot of the growth seems to be happening. It's important how much the LGBTQ community is bisexual, and that's definitely something we see among the younger generations, he added. Across all generations, 8.5% of women and 4.7% of men identified as something other than heterosexual, give or take about 4 percentage points from margin of sampling error. Of all respondents who identified as LGBTQ+, 18.1% were homosexual men, and 15.1% were homosexual women. This year marks the first time Gallup has presented its annual LGBTQ+ identification report in a manner that analyzes each generation by gender. Jones said he predicted the number of non-heterosexual Americans would surpass 7.6% in the coming years, noting the upward trend established by the data so far. Sometime in the next 10 to 30 years, we'll hit 10%, he said.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
News.com.
News.com.
News.com.